I'm tired of this shit. Cause my body is my temple, my heart is one too. The only thing that still fits me is this black bathing suit. You don't know me any better than they do. My time has run over, so the only time you'll ever see me is in your dreams, my black bathing suit. Swisher Sweet magazines promise you it's not hard. Cause of you that I mean, it's my afterthoughts. And what I never said, why there's a price on my head, has nothing to do with them. So I'm not friends with my mother, while I still love my dad. Untraditional lover, can you handle that? I guess I'm complicated, my life sorta too. I wish you could see to my soul through this black bathing suit. I sing like an angel, my heart's like one too. The only thing that fits is this black bathing suit. Looking at me, looking over at you, real cute. Cause you said I was bad, let me show you how bad girls do. Cause no one does it better. Today's new.
They're fucking broke and we're laughing about it.
May you meet when you get the blues.
We'll have the last laugh about it.
By the way, thanks for the shoes. Your inches really made stacks.
Your inches really made stacks.
Your inches really made stacks.
Lover, but now my friend. let your love abound, and you bring me to my knees. This is The Corner, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
The way you let your grace enrapture me.
Sure to stay wary of you, love. So Hello. You heard a sneak peek of the next song there, so I apologize for that. But, hi everyone. It's April 3rd. I'm Ari. I'm feeling a little lost without my co-DJs. I'm feeling so sad. But I do have a guest with me for emotional support and fun purposes. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi everyone. I'm Devanshi.
My dear friend. We suffer together in the engineering department.
A lot.
So, kind of in honor of that, and also since I'm the only one, you know, here, and I'm the only engineer out of the three of us. Well, actually, we have DJ Mia, but we haven't seen her in a bit. But anyway, regardless, for my own purposes, I wanted to do math, computer, you know, that sort of numbers theme with, you know, songs that are either kind of computery sounding, kind of glitchy sounding, like that last one you heard, Same LA by Tiffany Day. Or they mention computers or math or numbers somewhere in there. So I've been spending way too much time on my engineering stuff, and so this is my way of kind of getting it out of my system and subjecting you guys to it. So these are good songs, though. They don't actually really have to do anything too much with engineering. But yeah, so that first one you heard was iPod Touch by Nina Jirashi. Really awesome up-and-coming artist who performed at, I believe it was the Middle East here in Boston recently. So that's super fun. Fortunately, I did not make it. And then Same LA by Tiffany Day. If you're looking at WMFO.org, which is our website, you should check it out. The song that I linked under Tiffany Day is not the correct one because I guess this one isn't, she hasn't published it yet for some reason. It's on Spotify though. Next up we have a Bass Victim song, always good, and a song by the White Stripes called Black Math. Mm-hmm. Math mentioned. So anyways, I'm going to be kind of building this as I go, but I hope that you guys enjoy this and yeah, without further ado.
After a long day, those things away. Look up and play with me tonight. Let us just get someone, get some wet someone. I get some sun, someone. I get some sun, someone. With you. Wanna have your fun, wanna play, and then
this now? Would you look at this now? Would you look at this now? Swear, 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 you really understand. Swear, swear, swear.
All right. So, we're back. You just heard a series of songs, which I fervishly cued on Spinatron, so I apologize for that. With You by Bass Victim, always good. Black Math by The White Stripes. 5 - 4 = unity. Holy math equation. That'll take you back to Algebra 1. By Pavement. 5 by Dean Blunt and Elias Ronenfeldt? Question mark. And then Built to Spill by Carry the Zero. And I am really bad at responding to texts, but my dear DJ friends Alex and Lainey were telling me that my picks have been good so far, particularly the last one. So I'm really glad to hear it. We miss you so dearly. I don't know what to do without you guys. No, I'm bearing. Anyway, so we're continuing on with the math theme, but before we do that, we have a really important PSA from our special guest.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if things get a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and the WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org.
That was so good.
Thank you.
That was so good. I don't think anybody is ever going to text while driving ever again.
Guys, do not text while driving.
Compelling that was. I always tell Devonshi she's very good at like storytelling. So you should give PSAs professionally so that no one will ever disobey the law ever.
And maybe I'll have to start pulling up more often.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to make a difference in this world.
Yes, and then you can read all the PSAs in there. I know recently there was an issue with the dried fruit one and it was stolen. And that was not very cordial behavior on behalf of the DJs here. Before we start again with the music, I like to do a news segment, but I can't really think of anything in particular that's maybe, like, exciting and fun and lighthearted that happened. I know Jane Remover posted on Instagram recently, and that was so beautiful. It was genuinely so beautiful. I mean, she's always posting something really beautiful and amazing. Jane Remover is a musical artist, in case you guys are unfamiliar, but I don't know if she was in Japan or something, but I don't know. She straightened her hair and it looked really fire. That's like my entire news for the week. Everything else was pretty dire.
Olivia Rodrigo's new album.
Oh, that's something you could talk about. Yes, I actually didn't know about this. Wait, tell the people.
I think she just dropped like the name of her new album. I forget. It's a really long one, but OR3 is official.
Wait. We're doing some...
You look really sad for a girl so in love. Something along those lines.
Ooh. We're doing some field work right now. We're researching. Yes, you seem pretty sad for a girl so in love. There you go. Bar for bar. If that interests you, go ahead and do it. I remember...
No, that's all I saw today.
Wait, yeah, that's like, cool.
Music related.
It's cool. She's been up to some pretty cool stuff. I know she's involved in various nonprofits. The only thing I really remember about her is... She was kind of under fire because for her 21st birthday, she was selling Olivia Rodrigo shot glasses on her merch store. And people were like, your main listener base is children. You shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be promoting drinking. So, I don't know. No comment, but I support her releasing new music, I guess.
A girl does what a girl gotta do.
Yeah, I guess so. So, yeah, that's all from us. I hope that your week is going well. Hope that you didn't get... Here's some news. April Fool's is the worst day of the entire year. Genuinely. They scammed me.
My dance captain kind of played a prank on us by, like, limping to the... I held the door open for that.
Oh.
And then she, like, revealed it was a prank, and I'm like, so I held the door open for you.
Yeah.
For what?
Human kindness, just being exploited. That's basically what April Fool's is. I wake up every morning with kindness in my heart and a willingness to be receptive towards other people. And then April Fool's tells me that I can't do that.
It's so. That or you're a computer engineer.
What do you mean? I can only either be receptive to the world or be good at engineering. They didn't tell me this before I signed up.
It steals your soul.
It kind of does. It kind of does. Next time I'm hosting or coming up with a theme, it's not going to be math. I need to be better. I need to move forward. Anyway, but until then, I'm having a great time with the math theme. So, next one we have How Many More Times by Led Zeppelin. And then we have Uno by Muse. And a couple more. Anyway, I still want to have time to play some songs, so I'll stop talking for now, but please enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you. This means nothing to me, 'cause you are nothing to me, and it means nothing to me that you blew this away. 'Cause you could have been number one if you only. We'll be right back.
Sorry to cut it off so briefly, but I did want to talk about my songs a little bit before I have to go. First off, I did Uno by Muse. Well, I did How Many More Times by Led Zeppelin. I've introduced those two. Then I did 40 Feet by Franz Ferdinand. I've been getting into their music a little bit more recently. This is from their debut album. And currently, you're listening to 4 a.m. by Grimes. I did have some more, but it's okay. There's always more math out there in the world. The math is out there for those with eyes to see it. Just remember that. Math is genuinely everywhere. It's very beautiful. Anyway, this has been The Corner, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Would you like to say goodbye?
Goodbye.
She'll be back, don't worry. Anyway.